You are listening to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Brett Higgins, Emma Day, and Tyler Smith. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle. I'm Trish Torline, and I will be your host for this evening. Tonight is an In the Round style music showcase. In the Round refers to a group of songwriters singing their songs in turn and sharing the stories behind them. One writer sings the song, and then the next, and so on. From the first to the last is called a round. Time permitting, we will have four rounds. First thing we're going to do is have our artist do a brief introduction and tell just a smidgen about yourself. I call it the elevator pitch. Okay, so down here, we'll start with the gentleman incognito with the piano.
Oh, man. Well, I am from here. I'm from Winchester, Kentucky, and I was blessed with the gift of music and blessed to be able to share music. And I'm just glad that you all are here. This is my first time actually playing by myself, singing and playing by myself. I'm with a band called Prototype, and my brother is over there in the corner over there. And I'm so happy to represent Prototype as well as just something new. My name is Brett Higgins. Yes.
There we go. Yeah. Say your name again.
Oh, Brett Higgins.
There
Anthony
you go.
Brett Higgins. Thank
okay.
You.
Hi, my name is Emma Day. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Morristown, Tennessee, but I ended up in Richmond, Kentucky for school somehow. And I'm just here tonight. I recently released an EP. It's my first EP that I released on all streaming platforms, so I'm just kind of here to showcase that for you guys.
Okay, well, my name is Tyler Smith. I am from a little town about 2.5 hours south called Harlan, Kentucky, if y'all's ever heard of it. Yes, I did leave there alive today. That's always the joke everybody makes. Did you leave there alive? Yes, yes, I did. And, I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you, so obviously I did.
We're going to get started with round number one.
All right.
Okay, so each round will start with Brett, and then we take turns. So Brett will do a song, then Emma, then Tyler. So anyway, let's get started with round one. So this round, I'm going to ask our artist to, in every round, say something about the song that you're going to sing. Give us a little bit of behind-the-scenes info about the song, and then get into the song.
All right. Okay. Well, this first song is actually called You Don't Care. And I wrote this song back when I was 18 years old, and I was heartbroken. And everybody has a heartbreak song in their arsenal if they write. And the folks that listen, I know they have a go-to heartbreak song probably. But this song is called You Don't Care. And there we go, yeah. There we go. So this is one of the first real songs that I actually put all the way together.
Blue skies are gray, birds fly no more, since you took your love away, and walked out that door, it hurts so bad, now the world can see, what we used to have, what you meant to me, now you don't care, no. How could you throw love away? You said you'd always be there. I'm all alone in the rain. Now you don't care, no, no, no. How could you throw love away? You said you'd always be there. I'm all alone in the rain. I can't pretend that I did not see the things that's going on there around me, yeah, yeah. I'm crying at night, yeah, just thinking about, yeah, how you left me cold when you walked out, yeah. Now you don't care, no, no. How could you throw love away? You said you'd always be there. I'm alone in the rain, yeah. And now you don't care, no, no, no. How could you throw love away, yeah? Said you said you'd always be there. I'm alone in the rain, yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. First song.
First song.
What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing a new song that I wrote about 3 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago.
It's I'm impressed.
Run, Honey, Run. Going to try my best to remember the lyrics. I am currently working or just finishing up writing my second EP, which is each song is based off of a novel that I admire. And I'm actually doing it for a project for a class, but I'm also releasing it because I'm proud of it. So
One
is based off of Sue Monk Kidd's Secret Life of Bees. It's very choppy. It takes like all the cool elements from it. So.
That sounds good. So now you're a student at Eastern?
I am a student at Eastern.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear this song.
All righty.
Parties,
adventure only a few answers away. Today just might be the day.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. Hey, Tyler. First right. song. What are you gonna? We gonna do for us?
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about it, and then go right on into it.
Okay. The first song I'm gonna do is a song that I wrote called Omaha, and this is one of those leaving songs.
Gotcha.
It's one of those where, you know, the best decision to make at that time is to leave, and you know, we all run into those situations in our life where, mm-hmm. you know. Whatever can happen next doesn't need to, because the best decision to do is just leave.
I
so
got
that's
you.
What the song is about. Cigarettes and whiskey on my breath. Nights of rain and thunder in my chest. And Omaha seems better every day. I'll leave it all and catch this one-way train. And if I cared for you the way I thought I did back then, then maybe I'd be better off to stay. Innocence and ignorance, they both go hand in hand. I'm feeling like my choice has done been made. You telling friends you love him all the time, but in your heart you know that's all a lie. You burnt your bridges, look what you have left. I guess you thought it was all for the best. And if I cared for you the way I thought I did back then, then maybe I'd be better off to stay. Innocence and ignorance, they both go hand in hand. I'm feeling like my choice has done been made. And if I cared for you the way I thought I did back then maybe I'd be better off to stay. Innocence and ignorance, they both go hand in hand. I'm feeling like my choice has done been made. Cigarettes and whiskey on my breath. I guess you thought it was all for the best.
Nice, nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we have just completed round one. Okay. From here on out, when we do the rounds, I have a question that I would like for you to answer. Here's your question. So what we'll do is we'll go down and you answer the questions first, and then we'll come back around and you can do your song for the second round. Okay? So our question is, how did you get started with playing and ultimately creating music?
My little brother said he has the answer for that one.
Yes.
No. Well, I've come from a musically inclined family, so music is... been something that we've always been around, you know, growing up in church with the music in church. My dad, he's my favorite singer, and he was the one that sang, and my grandmother played the piano. And I would say that's probably when I really was like, you know, that's something that I want to do. And of course, watching Michael Jackson, you know, I was like, that, I want a part of all that. I want to entertain and I want to be a singer. And I mean, just starting making up songs and just singing stuff around the house, dancing, mm-hmm. and banging around on the keys or drums or whatever we had around. So that's really when I got my start, was really young, watching my parents and family in church and stuff like that. So,
Emma, what about you?
I, on the other hand, was jealous of my sister who got to take piano lessons. So I showed my parents and taught myself for free. that was nice. I started teaching myself piano, I think, around the age of 4. And then eventually they did agree to pay for them around 8. I got tired of my piano instructor telling me what to do, so I quit 2 years later, just like they thought I would, and just kept playing and singing and playing and singing some more. Until I got to college and taught myself guitar because I couldn't fit a piano in my dorm room. And that's when songwriting for me took a big turn. So even though I've been writing and playing for as long as I can remember, really when I came to college 2.5 years ago is when my songwriting itself took off.
Okay, so you're relatively new at it.
Relatively new to songwriting, especially the style that I'm doing. I used to write completely different music, probably starting around 10 years ago when I was a child, but then,
awesome.
You know, transformed into something new.
Great. Yeah. Tyler.
My story is very similar to Brett's. I started off with the church, and that happens with a lot of musicians. You know, it's the best place to learn. You know,
yes.
And actually, what I started off with playing in church was I played the bass, and that really helped me to be able to formulate, you know, like what chord progressions go together, you know, and learning like the rudimentary version of the Nashville number system that my dad would show me. He'd be in the back of the church saying 1, 4, 5, holding
gotcha.
Up the fingers like that so I would know where to go. And, you know, my mother, she played the piano in church. And I would, she's a left-handed piano player, so she would play very heavy with her left hand. And when you're playing the bass guitar, you're following what the left hand is doing.
Okay.
So that really helped me out a lot, because she would be sitting like where you are, uh-huh. and then I would be sitting beside of her and
just
playing the bass following her left hand. Because I knew the, you know, the keys on the piano mm-hmm. already, you know, just from having a piano in the house and teaching myself that.
Right.
So after, you know, I got proficient on bass, I decided, well, the church doesn't have a guitar player, so I need to learn to play guitar. And, you know, my big old pedal board and Les Paul wasn't exactly the most welcome thing in the church house, if you will.
Gotcha.
But, you know, everybody, I just kept it turned down and everybody got along, so. But, yeah, that's how I got my start in music, was through the church.
When did you start writing?
I started writing probably around the age of 15, 16, somewhere in that area.
So high school age.
Yeah, a lot of high school angst, you know.
Gotcha.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, punk music per se, but it was just, you know, I hate my parents, I hate my job, or not my job, but I hate my school, I hate my friends, you know, it was all that kind of stuff.
That's funny. That's wild.
I still have all of it at home, and sometimes I pull it out and reread over it, and I'm like, golly, buddy, what were you thinking?
We were a mess when we were young, weren't we? Wow.
You had a lot to learn there, young man.
So let's hear songs.
All right. And you said we say something before we do it?
Yeah, tell us about the song, maybe the inspiration, what kind of led you to write it. So
this song is brand new. I just finished writing the rest of it today. And this song really, a lot of songs that I've been writing lately have been speaking to me because I've been at a point in my life where I just left my job today. You know, I put in my 2 weeks. I did it professionally. But I am going to pursue my dream and my gift with music and sharing that with folks. And these songs have really been speaking to me. And it's funny because I'm just like, whoa, wow. So that's what it is.
That's
so
wonderful.
This is a fresh puppy right here. Fresh puppy. It's called Comfort Zone. Verse 13 says you can do anything. The Christ who gives you strength, and that's all you need. Mustard seed faith will get you all so far. Take life day by day, know just who you are. Time to get out of your comfort zone and live your life. You are not alone, I know this to be true, and I you knew how great you were, and you would live it out. Ooh, yeah. Do not be afraid to lose everything, living no doubt. The greatness within is waiting, waiting to fly. Your dreams were not, that they were meant to live, so please don't let them die. The fear of the unseen, they're all lies. You find the victory when your gifts are set free. It's time to try. Time to get out of your comfort zone and live your life. You are not alone, I know this to be true, and I wish you knew how great you were, and you would live it out. Be afraid to lose everything, living no doubt. Time to get out of your comfort zone and live your life.
You are not alone, I know this to be true, and I wish you knew how great you were, and you would live it like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do not be afraid to lose everything, live in no doubt.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Emma.
I'm back.
You're back.
Right? I'm back. This song is significantly less cool than the last one, the writing process at least. I actually wrote this song specifically about feeling cool myself, like feeling good about myself for the first time in a long time. So it was a nice little way for me to just be like, hey, you know, I'm feeling okay. Peachy keen, which is the name of the song.
Peachy keen.
Peachy keen.
Love it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fun one. It's not significantly less impressive than the last one, though.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yes.
Okay. I got my leather jacket and a t-shirt on. I just want you to notice me. And I'm rolling into town with my gas light on, but I ain't worried about you leaving for someone else like you do when you're bored. Cause I know that you're stuck to me like the sand on the shore. Ah. I got my hat on backwards and I'm spilling out all the words that I think will make you stay, ones that make you crazy for me. And we're feeling good tonight, and I just want you to ride a little bit along with me. Can't I make you see? No, you're the reason that I sing. You're the reason when I leave, I'll come right back, babe. Those eyes, they're off green, and they keep making me come clean. It's all just peachy keen. I got my aviators all scratched up that one night outside of Pearl. Everyone inside talking about music and how that keeps us alive. And we're feeling good tonight, and I just want you to ride a little bit along with me. Can't I make you see? You're the reason that I sing. You're the reason when I leave, I'll come right back, babe. Those eyes, they're off green, and they keep making me come clean. And that night we danced around your room to our favorite album. And that night we watched as strangers passed by outside your dorm room window. You're the reason that I sing. You're the reason when I leave, I'll come right back, babe. Those eyes are off green, and they keep making me come clean. You're the reason when I leave, I'll come right back, babe. Those eyes are off green, and they keep making me come clean. It's all just peachy keen.
Very nice.
Very nice. Where can people download your stuff if they want to take
they
you
can,
home with them? Or,
yeah.
You know.
Those two that I just sang are actually not released yet, but they both will be within the next few months. But you can find all of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music.
So you can
any
buy
other
it off
major,
of Amazon? And,
yeah,
okay.
You can do any major streaming platforms. And then I'll have hard copies soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Tyler.
Yes. I'll go ahead and talk about this song here. Mine is significantly less cool than those two. All right. So this song that I'm going to play is a newer song that I've wrote. I have a full band that plays shows with me as well. It's called Tyler Smith and the Still Runners. And I came to the band one day and I said, guys, I've had this melody in my head for days and I have chords to go behind this melody and I'm trying to figure out, I feel like that I've heard this melody, but I'm not sure. And I started playing along and they said, yeah, that's the Glory Land March. You know, dun 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I came into it thinking I've come up with this great melody, and turns out I hadn't, and I felt like a big dummy. But we still use it in the song, though. You know, we still use it. We're like, you know what? Yeah, why not? We can borrow. That ain't no big deal. So this song here is called "Tattoos." Is the name of this song. And I guess gorgeous women only want to be with gorgeous men. I may be ugly on the outside, but I'm beautiful within. No, our bodies never matter, cause we're all colored with sin. So we all just use each other while we fill the outline in. And I got tattoos on my soul. Some of them look like the jailhouse, some of them professional. And every shade and every line is a moment in my life that I'll carry to my grave at my appointed time to die. I guess snap-up shirts and cowboy boots were meant for better men. I may wear these ratty t-shirts, but my heart's always a grin. No, my clothing doesn't matter when my name is brightly lit. So I'll sing these sad and lonely songs till the good Lord says to quit. And I got tattoos on my soul. Some of them look like the jailhouse, some of them professional. And every shade and every line is a moment in my life that I'll carry to my grave at my appointed time to die. And I got tattoos on my soul. Some of them look like the jailhouse, some of them professional. And every shade and every line is a moment in my life that I'll carry to my grave at my appointed time to die. That I'll carry to my grave at my appointed time to die. That I'll carry to my grave at my appointed time to die. Look up. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate that.
That was you need a harmonica.
I do. Yeah.
For that one, or a kazoo or something.
Oh yeah, kazoo would be great.
There,
for sure.
There,
yeah.
There we go. Okay, it is time for round three. Okay, so here is our question for round three. I gotta check the cheat sheet. Oh, this is cool. I love this question. Everybody does get this question from week to week. Brett, if you could collaborate on a song with anyone, who would it be?
Right now, living, I would say Alan Stone.
Alan Stone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, some of us don't know who that
is. So, Alan Stone is a blue-eyed crooner. He's a blue-eyed, blue R&B singer. And he is a very conscious singer, but he has got the soul like no other. He's like Stevie Wonder meets, Stevie Wonder meets Stevie Nicks in there. And who else? He's got his own thing, but... He's a bad boy. If y'all have not heard him before, I encourage you to look him up.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
All right.
But Alan Stone.
I will do that. Emma.
You know, I would love to sing with Brandi Carlile, but she would absolutely outsing me. But I would do my darndest to keep up with her.
Okay, but
she is, oh my God, she blows me away.
But the question, duly noted, is who would you want to collaborate with, write a song with?
Collaborate, period, probably Brandi Carlile.
Same person.
I feel like,
okay.
Yeah, I think that'd probably stay the same.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I heard you say earlier you're hoping to get to see her in concert, or you are?
I am hoping, okay. Currently.
Gotcha.
The tickets are pretty expensive, and rightfully so. So, yeah.
Because
they're
in
Nashville.
To do that. Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, on country music turf, so.
Oh, very good. Tyler.
You've probably heard this response a bunch of times, but probably Jason Isbell. I'd really like to collaborate with him one day. That would be awesome.
I've heard that only once before.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's leagues and leagues, you know, above what I do, but he's a huge inspiration to me. And
cool.
Just the way that his phrasings and, you know, the visualization that he uses and the stories that he tells. And that's my favorite part, is telling stories, and that's, you know, that's what I love about him most.
Mason McCord, you familiar with Mason McCord?
Yeah, I know Mason.
That was his.
Was that his response?
Yeah, that
too?
Was his, yeah. He was here two showcases ago.
Gotcha.
And that's what he said. All right, those are great. So let's get going to the songs.
All right, this is another song that I wrote recently. This song is... the motto that my wife and I live, and a lot of people around us, you know, we've been encouraging, is pretty much do what you love. And it's another song that, like I said earlier, just speaks to me, and it's been speaking to me. And it's a song that I just hope encourages others to not be afraid and just to do what they love, really. Let's see if I can remember what key it is. Stars, are you living your life for the truth and lie? Do what you love, see how that feels. It's more than enough, you know it's real. Try to do what you love, yeah. See all the fears. It's more than enough. You know it's real. You're special. You're only you. There will ever be. And that's the truth. You're here for a reason. I hope you know it's time to live your life. Don't be afraid to go. Afraid to go. Do what you love and see how that feels.
is more than enough. You know it's real. Try to do what you love, yeah, and see how it feels. It's more than enough. You know it's real. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Emma. Next I'm singing, this is a new crowd, so I don't know if it's going to be a crowd favorite, but this is a crowd favorite in my my little...
In your crowd.
Yeah, in my crowd that I call Eastern Kentucky University. This is a song called Green Eyes. It is on my EP that you can find on all platforms. And this song, my entire EP is just kind of about a tumultuous falling in and out of love story. It was my first time falling in and out of love, and I just wrote an EP about it casually. And this song is the kind of, like, I'm going to try to get you back, but I know it's not going to work. But it's not a sad song, so that's good. So I'm going to go.
Go for it.
What is on your mind? Have I told you today? Girl, you're one of a kind. Green eyes, I just want you to be mine again. Is that not what you're feeling? I'll walk right out that door and you'll never hear from me again. Alright, we both know that's not happening anytime soon. Take a second and rewind, reassess the situation, talk about us for a second, think about what we could have been. Were we just playing around? Was it more serious? I've got so many questions. I'm just a little confused about everything. Were you a mind? Are we even still alive? Were you here to dine and dash? We crash and move on. I just want you to be mine again, even for a moment. Oh, green eyes, will you please be mine even for a moment in time? Show me how to live my life. Is it on me? I gotta find myself out. I've really been struggling with words, shooting off at the mouth. Green eyes, eyes, be mine. Green eyes, what is on your mind? Is it me? Do I want to know the answer? Probably not. Green eyes, I just want you to be mine again. Can we talk about it over coffee or not? Should I forget it, drop it, and leave us? There's too much chemistry. Green eyes, I'm just dreaming about you and me. Green eyes, eyes, will you please be mine even for a moment in time? Show me how to live my life. Is it on me? I gotta find myself out. I've really been struggling. Words shooting off at the mouth. Green eyes, eyes, be mine. Thank you.
fourth chord you're doing.
I have the C, D, E, and then the step down one. That sounds cool. Note the next one. That one. What is that? Because that's cool. It just sounds cool.
That's just where my fingers went.
It just sounds cool.
That's where
man.
My mind goes.
I like that. That's cool. I like that.
Tyler, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do you guys a story song that I wrote. And everybody always says, is this a true story? And I tell them no. but, you know, it's just a story song.
Okay.
It's called Highway 80 is the name of this song. I've been driving Highway 80, looking for that special lady with a tattoo and a freckle no one sees. She's a looker, that's for sure, son, but I can't proclaim to no one the love we're making is forbidden, wrong, and bad. Because her husband's working late nights at the train yard on the rail lines, he'd be furious, he'd probably shoot me dead. He's been saving up to build a home her daddy never gave her. She's been asking me what hue to paint the walls. And some women wouldn't cheat. Some would not have cheated had they married men they loved or liked at least. And that doesn't make it right. No, that doesn't make excuses for these transgressions I've committed in the dark. When he's walking out the front door, I come knocking on the back. He drives away, and she's mine just for a time. And I started out this dealing just a burning with no feelings, but we both knew love was coming around the bend. And now I'm trying to decide, how the hell am I gonna break the news to her this has to end? And before I got too hasty, she came to the door in laces. I shut up and throw my caution to the wind. And some women wouldn't cheat, and some would not have cheated had they married men they loved or liked at least. And that doesn't make it right. No, that doesn't make excuses for these transgressions I've committed in the dark. Getting hot and heavy when I thought I heard his Chevy in the front yard, but my ignorance prevailed. He walked in and discovered his loving wife was with another. A crime of passion landed him in county jail. And then the people of the town joined up and gathered round to mourn the loss of the poor unfaithful wife. That old judge and his jury convicted that man in a hurry. I lost my heart and my love that dreadful day. And some women wouldn't cheat, And some would not have cheated had they married men they loved or liked at least. And that doesn't make it right. No, that doesn't make excuses for these transgressions I've committed in the dark. And now I'm driving Highway 80, looking for that special lady. She is buried in a graveyard on the hill. And Lord, forgive this lonely sailor who sent that man up to the jailer. Now I decorate her grave on holidays. And now I decorate her grave on holidays. And now I decorate her grave on holidays.
Nice. Thank you. There's that harmonica spot again.
Yeah, there it is again. I've got a harmonica player in my full band, actually.
Oh, well.
Yeah, in my full band.
There yeah. It is. Yeah.
And there it is.
All yeah. Right. Okay, well, we're going to get into round four. Okay. Now, let me say, young man, I'm so proud of you. You've done well.
Yeah, thank you.
I know you were a little apprehensive. Mm-hmm. You know, Brent normally plays with a group, and so this is your first solo.
Outside of my comfort zone.
Yes, I figured that song came out of somewhere. Yes, but you've done a great job, sweetheart.
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. So
thank you.
What we gonna do for us? What's
so
your last song?
So this song right here. First off, thank you all for coming out. Like y'all could have been anywhere this evening.
Amen.
Y'all could have been anywhere tonight, but you all came here and hanging out with us at the Karen. But this song right here is a song. You know when you hear a song that you feel like, oh my gosh, that's the one. Or if you've ever written a song and you feel like, that's the song. This song right here, Abby and I got to go see Paul McCartney. We got to go see that concert.
Nice.
And right after we got home from that concert, I'm not a writer like that. Well, I haven't been. And I got on the keyboard and I wrote this song in literally about 5 minutes or so. So it just felt like a moment to me. And this song is called Blue Eyed Angel, and it's about my beautiful wife over there that's sitting right in front of me. This will be on a new album too. New prototype album. Hope someday you know your worth while you're here on this green earth, yeah. Hope that I can tell you enough, yeah. You're the definition of love. Your smile stops time. Your eyes give life, and I thank God for my blue-eyed angel. Blue-eyed angel, yeah. Your beauty starts from deep inside. Your heart is such a precious place, yeah. You age just like the sweetest of wines. You light up the room when you put a smile on your face. Your love is harder than can ever be received. I'll try my best to make you believe. I think I love you, my blue-eyed angel.
yeah. You're everything so beautiful, and I'm blessed I get to hold you any time that I feel weak. Your love's out of this world, gives me wings, I feel so free. Blue-eyed angel, blue-eyed angel, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Emma.
Alrighty. My last song is actually going to be the last song that's on my EP as well. And so, like I said, you know, it was a gradual, tumultuous love story that I told there. Awake is like the, ha, I'm all right, gotcha, song. I think it's
the
funny.
The aha moment.
The aha moment.
Gotcha.
It was like, hey, you know, I'm like really struggling to see this happen, but here we go. And the reason my last song, Green Eyes, just kind of fell off is because this song, they flow right into each other. So this song is the ending of Green Eyes. So if it sounds like I'm playing Green Eyes at the beginning of this, promise I'm not throwing a repeat at you.
In a chest, never let me out. Ooh, find me on the sands of some shore that you have never heard about. I'm awake, so awake. I feel every hair on my body, every minor inconvenience, double take. Your face and his too. When I look in the mirror, all I see is me without you. So light shows in the sky and mountains in between, all I see are rainbows in the sea. Your memory is the moon and the dark sky is me. They pour some water on my face. I'm awake, so awake. Feel every hair on my body, every minor inconvenience, double take. Holograms, scripted scenes. The stars in the galaxy stretch further. Somehow I see waves. Oh, the waves crash over me, but hardly reach my toes in the sand. Oh, the sand beneath my feet. So light shows in the sky and mountains in between. All I see are rainbows in the sea. Your memory is the moon and the dark sky is me. They pour some water on my face. I'm awake, so awake. I float down from the sky and it's real, though I feel I'm awake. I'm awake.
Nice.
Very nice. Okay.
All right. Well, the last song that I'm... Well, first off, can I say something before I talk about my last song?
Well, sure.
Okay. It's so funny. I didn't know that Emma was going to be here. And whenever I got here, I was like, oh, my gosh, I know her. And then I remember the first time I met Brett. Do you remember the first time meeting me at Twisted Cork? And you got up there and slayed everything with Brother Smith. Burned the place down. John Cherry, you were there. And it was nuts. And I sit over there with my phone doing this the whole time, and I was just like, oh, my God, this guy. And, I mean, everybody, you know, it was you. There was, like, Nick Jamerson. There was all of Brother Smith. There was Grayson Jenkins. I mean, I'm telling you guys killed that night. And I hadn't got to tell you that, but you're awesome, man. I love you, dude. You're great. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. So I've known you since you were in high school, so whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Anyway, I'm just playing. Emma's super talented, too.
Thank you.
So the last song that I'm going to play, I usually end with this song, and it's called After 2 A.M., and this song, what I wanted to do was try to, you've heard of, like, the different stages of grief, right? You know, the denial stage, the acceptance stage, all that stuff. I don't know all the orders that it goes in. But I wanted to try to apply that to a relationship that ends. So in the beginning, you know, you're really sad. You're mopey. You're, you know, feeling terrible. You just want to try to see that person one more time. And, you know, sometimes we send that late night, hey, are you up text. Yeah, that happens sometimes, even to the best of us. And then... as, you know, as we go on after that stage, we start to learn how to live with, you know, that hurt that comes from the relationship ending. And, you know, that's more of like the acceptance stage kind of thing. And then after a while, we've heard that time heals all things. And after a while, we become independent again. We can be ourselves again. And that's kind of, that's like the overcoming stage, I guess you will. I don't know what the stage in real grief is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you become yourself again. And you're like, you know what? I can make it. I didn't have to have that in the first place. And that's what this song's about. Right. And, you know, you can apply it to your own life if you want to. I don't mind a bit. It came from mine, so. You know, you can apply it to yourself, too. This is called After 2 A.M. They say nothing good happens after 2 a.m. But I've proven them wrong time and time again. 'Cause it's 3:09 and you're on my mind. Maybe I could see you just one more time. I roll over hazy and I dial your name. Come on over, baby, and make me feel sane. You pick it up blurry and you hear my voice. Now I've left you dizzy with a worn out choice. And you say to me, you're fine out on your own. My words breaking as you're hanging up the phone. And there's more to this than evidence has shown. After 2 a.m. lying here alone. After 2 a.m. lying here alone. I wake up early from a night of hell. go to work and smile like I'm doing well. And I hide these scars, hide a button-down shirt. Words through the day bring up past hurt. And they say to me, I'm fine out on my own. My words breaking as I'm hanging up the phone. I take you with me everywhere I go. After 2 a.m. lying here alone. After 2 a.m. lying here alone. If I knew the words that would bring you back again, I'd sew up my lips with needle and thread. And if I could write the song that would melt your cold heart, I'd set flame to this book I'm writing in. Fine out on my own. The memories of you fade until they're gone. And I'm smiling as I'm putting down the phone. After 2 a.m. I'm here alone. After 2 a.m. I'm here alone. After 2 a.m. I'm here alone.
Nice. All right. First, I want to thank Brett and Emma and Tyler for agreeing and wanting to come and be a part of the showcase. And Emma didn't know she was going to be here until last night. She's a last minute substitution. A friend of hers was supposed to be here, and it didn't work out. So, and it's Zach Day and Emma Day. I thought first when he sent me your name, I thought, is this a sister? You know,
not at all. We love pretending like we are sisters, but no.
Yeah, okay. But I'm glad that worked out and that you got to come. And so everything happens for a reason. And, and enjoyed your music.
Thank you.
And so I actually met her at 5:30. Uh-huh. So that was great. And Tyler, I met you when you got here, but we've kind of been conversing back and forth. Yeah. I've enjoyed listening to your stuff online.
Well, thank you.
And this guy on the end here, I've known for a long time and follow him. You can say what you want to about Facebook, but I've been able to keep up with all my students and people I've known that I went to school with and family members. You know, it's just like everything. Anything can be used for good or bad. It just depends on the user. And thank you all for coming. And I'll continue to keep up with you. And anytime I can be of any help, or if I'd be more than welcome to. And let's keep in touch. And how about another round of applause for our artists, right? Brett Higgins, Emma Day, and Tyler Smith. Just real quickly before I close out the show.
I was going to say thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Pleasure. Thank absolutely. In closing, let's give them one more round of applause. And I want to thank everyone here for sharing their Friday night with us here at Heartstrings Songwriters Circle. Please come back and see us again for another episode of Heartstrings Songwriters Circle Showcases. Good night, everybody, and God bless. Woo. Be sure to check out Brett, Emma, and Tyler online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriters Circle podcast.